And I am so happy that you have joined me here on your favorite radio show that can be heard every Sunday live from St. Martin. If you've missed the live show of Love and Inspiration, you can listen to a rebroadcast on voiceofthecaribbean.net. That's voiceofthecaribbean.net every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, or on Monday mornings at 10 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And if you've missed it on Voice of the Caribbean, that is aired from out of St. Kitts and Nevis and going out to the Caribbean and around the world, you can always listen to Love and Inspiration, all the powerful interviews only on Bashani Radio from out of New York City. That's Bashani Radio. You can download the Bashani Radio app. That's B-S-H-A-N-I. And listen to your heart's content, Love and Inspiration, going out to over 2.5 million listeners worldwide. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are on time for I Inspire Health and Wellness here on Love and Inspiration, brought to you in collaboration by Victorious Living on Health Arm on St. Martin and Youngevity, and also Love and Inspiration with yours truly, Roy Cotton Jr. On the line with me today, I have live from out of beautiful California, and he's going to tell you exactly where he's at in California. I have Dr. Joel Wallach, and I'm so happy to have him with me here today because he's such an inspiring physician. He's well known around the world. He's done amazing work, research work, and having him here today is such an honor. He's a world-famous veterinarian, naturopathic physician, also author, who's written some amazing books, and one of them is called Dead Doctors Don't Lie, that have sold over 200 million copies. And I can imagine when you hear a title as that, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, it would make you quite curious. What is that all about? He is also Nobel Prize nominee, author of 9 books and 70 scientific published articles, and he's a agricultural expert in mineral content in soil. Now, this gentleman also too believes very much in educating people on the 90 for life, and it's a very powerful message which he's been doing for over 40 years, and he believes very much so that we as people here can definitely live healthier lives if we really plug into the fact of those 90 essential nutrients. So it gives me great pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to introduce you to Dr. Joel Wallach. Good afternoon, Dr. Wallach, and welcome to Love and Inspiration. I Inspire Health and Wellness. How are you doing, sir?
Okay, well, thank you very kindly for inviting me to be with you and your wonderful audience, Roy, if I may call you Roy.
Oh, yes, you may.
And it's one of those things where we've been working on this for over 75 years now, and we are going, which I say, we know the answers to many, many questions, and so that's why we're working so hard to get the information out there, and we cannot thank you enough for sharing with your great audience.
You're more than welcome, Dr. Wallach. And it's really so timely to have you on the show today because, as we know, the world is going through so much, and sometimes you just think, well, it could be situational, but at the same time, there's a chronic disease pandemic that is taking place. And now persons might say to themselves, well, what is Roy talking about, a chronic disease pandemic? But the shocking reality, as you know also too, Dr. Wallach, is that over 1 billion people worldwide suffer from one or more chronic symptoms, and over 75% of those hospitalized with COVID had pre-existing chronic conditions. Now, I can mention a few, Dr. Wallach, as we get into this conversation. For instance, 80% of adults have one or more chronic conditions, and we're looking, for instance, at 58% high blood pressure, or 27% diabetes, pre-diabetes. We've got 42% anxiety and depression. And even if you look at this, to 37% obesity and overweight. Now, that says quite a lot, Dr. Wallach, as you could imagine. And with you being here on the show today, I think is so very timely for us to really talk about these areas that are so very important to help our audience. So with that being said, Dr. Wallach, just to get a bit of an idea, just to know a little bit about yourself, as we talk a bit about your life journey, what has brought you to this place in life and what you're doing and what's really the driving force behind it? And you can also let persons know how old you are.
Okay, well, I'll start out with my age. I'm 83 years old, going on 84. And most people think I'm in my 50s when they look at me and see my energy level and so forth. And it's because I've been doing things quite effectively for my health since I was 9 years old. And this all started because when I was 4 years old, I was growing up on a little farm in the state of Missouri, in central United States, and I was very violent. And when I was throwing bales of hay when I was 4 years old, I was very strong, but I was very violent. And they wanted to institutionalize me and put me, 20 doctors couldn't figure out what I had. We're talking about general practitioners and pediatricians and psychiatrists. 20 doctors couldn't figure out. And they said, we got to put him in an institution. He's going to kill somebody or kill himself or whatever. And on a Friday night, when my parents are packing my clothes, I'm only at that point nine, been suffering for 5 years with all those problems. And they're going to put me in this institution. So I'm sitting on the end of the bed and I'm saying, well, why is it that I have these problems and nobody else has these problems? And so I thought, well, you know, even the animals on the farm don't have these problems. So it was a Friday night. I was supposed to go to this institution on Monday. So Saturday morning, the next morning, I go to the barn. I threw my oatmeal away, my Cheerios away, and I took the alfalfa pellets that were feeding the calves, put them in my cereal bowl, put milk on it and ate them. The next morning, I did the same thing. I put the alfalfa pellets with vitamins and minerals in them for the calves, put them in my cereal bowl, put milk on them, and ate them like cereal. Did the same thing on Monday morning. Well, by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, by Monday morning, I was cured of all my problems that I'd had for 5 years. In 3 days, 2.5 days, I cured myself by taking vitamins and minerals. So I knew that the doctors didn't know anything. And that's when I started the theme of dead doctors don't lie, because the only ones who don't lie are dead. Okay, so that made sense to me as a nine-year-old. And to make a long story short, I worked with one of a great zoo director, Marlon Perkins, from the old Mutual Mahalo Kingdom show. And I was graduated in agricultural school, got my degree in agriculture and soil chemistry. I was working my way through a veterinary school, and I had to work in the pathology lab to pay for my veterinary school tuition because we didn't have enough money for that. And it was at Christmas, 1963. All the professors were gone, and a farmer comes in and he brings me 50 dead lambs, 50 dead lambs. I did the autopsies on them, and to make a long story short, I found out that they had all died from pollution causing their thyroid glands not to work. And the night that they all died, 500 died in one night. He brought me 50. 500 died in one night. They were okay the day before. They all died in one night from hypothermia because their thyroids weren't working because of the pollution. Got it written up. And 1964, I graduated veterinary school. And I'm kind of studying pathology. And Marlon Perkins sends me to Africa to work on the white rhino conservation project. And so to make a long story short, there's only 350 white rhino left at that time. And in Umfolozi Game Reserve and Shoshlui Game Reserve in Natal, South Africa. And I caught 200 of them over a period of 2 years and sent them back to the United States so we'd have at least animals in the zoo in case they all the remainder died. And, to make a long story short, Perkins, when I was in Africa, he got me to come back early because he used my paper that I wrote on those 500 lambs that died to get a $25 million grant from the National Institutes of Health to study pollution and zoo animals. And we wanted to use the zoo animals like the old coal miners used to use canaries in the mine. And if any of the zoo animals would die from pollution, we knew to evacuate the city. So that was the whole purpose of the thing. To make a long story short, over a 10-year period, I did 20,000 autopsies, 17,000 of them change, over 454 species of zoo animals and 3,000 humans. And I found out there were no genetically transmitted diseases. There were no autoimmune diseases. Got that written up in my thesis, 5,000 pages. And it's in the Smithsonian Institute today as a, which they say is a national treasure. They sold originally for $25,000 each when they were printed as a book, the diseases of exotic animals. Today, you can get them all beat up for, say, $2,000, $5,000, $8,000, you know, online. But the summary of them now is called Epigenetics, the Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. And they sell for $25, and so they sell very well because they're only $25. But it's a summary of the ones that were selling for $25,000 each. And then, of course, I kept getting these grants to do more studies, numerous studies. And so that's where we're at now. Today, I've done over 32,000 autopsies. I have 21 best-selling books at this point. And so if I may, I'll dive into a little bit of this. Or do you want me to give you a chance to ask me a question first?
Well, actually, it sounds really exciting what you are stating there, Dr. Wallach, because it really ties into the fact of giving persons that a bit of the journey of your life that actually have brought you to where you are. And hearing about the books that you have is definitely something that persons would really be interested in. And they can definitely go to the website where persons could read a lot about you. But I want to actually go on to something, Dr. Wallach, before I actually forget that, because it's so very important. You talk about epigenetics, and you're well known about doing research in that area. So can you just explain to the listeners around the world and here in St. Martin, what is meant by epigenetics?
Okay, well, thank you, Roy. Well, epigenetics is the replacement of the science of genetics. Genetics determines if you're going to be a boy or a girl, determine what skin color you have, and that's about it, okay? And of course, the picture you see on the screen, I think you see a picture on the screen of me with this baby monkey.
Oh, yes, I do.
The first non-human case of cystic fibrosis thought to be a genetic disease of kids. And it was at the Yerkes Primate Center in Atlanta, Georgia. And these were space monkeys for the space program. And one of the babies died. And I sent slides to five medical schools. I didn't tell them the slides were from a monkey. I just said, I think this is cystic fibrosis, a birth defect. What do you think? And on their letterhead, they all sent back, yes, this is a classic example of cystic fibrosis. And I told them it was a monkey and perhaps the first case of cystic fibrosis in a monkey. And they said, oh, good, we can have an animal model. I said, well, it's better than that because every baby monkey in this facility has cystic fibrosis, and it's due to a nutritional deficiency. And they fired me. They fired me because they all believed that it was a genetic thing, and so they fired me. And so that's when I went back to school and became a physician, an naturopathic physician, because I knew that the medical doctors were missing it very badly. And again, to make a long story short, my lawyer and myself, my lawyer, Jonathan E. Moore, for a period of over 20-something years, we sued so many different agencies, including the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration in the United States, I don't know, 8 or 9 times over a period of 20 years. My favorite one was forcing the manufacturers of baby formula to put the trace minerals into the baby formulas, which doctors thought were poisonous. So we prevailed. We put selenium and zinc and other things into the baby formulas. And guess what? The disease, cystic fibrosis, went away. Also, muscular dystrophy, thought to be a genetic disease in kids, went away. Also, Sudden-onset syndrome, and doctors were really wrong on that one. They said the babies were dying of Sudden-onset syndrome because the mothers were sleeping on them and causing them to suffocate. It was really just a nutritional deficiency. So when we put these nutrients into the baby formulas, we eliminated cystic fibrosis, we eliminated muscular dystrophy, and we eliminated Sudden-onset syndrome. So I'm very, very proud of that. And now because we're speaking, and I've been to the islands many times over the years, and I deal with many, many things. One of the things that I have proven, okay, on these 32,000 autopsies is that there are no genetically transmitted diseases in people of color. And I have a book out. One of my bestsellers is Black Gene Lies. There's actually a CD that goes along with it, Black Gene Lies. And it goes into all the diseases that are said to be genetic in the people of color, okay? But they're not genetic. They're just simple nutritional deficient diseases. If they take, as you say, as a supplement with the 90 essential nutrients, which we call the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and this is something that most people don't realize, Roy, that human beings are made up of systems. Mm. We're made up of systems. We have the musculoskeletal system. We have the cardiovascular system. We have the reproductive system. We have the digestive system. We have the neurological system. We have all these systems. And as you pointed out in your introduction, all human beings require 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. But each of these systems require what we call secret sauces to go on top of that. Because I want you to think about it. The digestive system, think of the pancreas. The pancreas produces digestive enzymes to help your stomach and small intestine digest food. But it also makes insulin to help you with blood sugar issues, diabetes.
Correct.
So it's a very complicated organ compared to, say, your heart, which just beats and pumps blood around to get nutrition and oxygen around in the blood. Okay, and also the white blood cells, which is the immune system, and so on. And so you need these 90 essential nutrients, but you also need, for each system, you need the secret sauces. And one of my newest ones, of course, is It's All in Your Head. It's a book and a CD. It's All in Your Head. And it goes into the 37 different diseases you can get when you get osteoporosis of your skull. And people will send their loved ones to different specialists, okay, for sciatica, for osteoporosis in the knees and arthritis in the knees. They'll get knee replacements, hip replacements. So give them artificial legs and so forth. But really, all they have to do is take the 90 essential nutrients plus these secret sauces, which are the things like what we call collagen peptides, which are the collagen, the cartilage from fish and poultry and sheep and beef, and they can regrow their cartilage. For instance, there's so many people in their 60s and 70s who will get joint replacements. And really, they should give us a try for 90 days and let us rebuild everything. And they'll be as healthy as they were when they were 25 years old. Okay, because your body has the capacity when they get the 90 essential nutrients. Okay, the basic thing that all systems need, but then the secret sauces for whatever disease they have. Now, diabetes is easy to prevent and reverse. It's a very simple nutritional deficiency disease. But you take the 90 plus the two nutrients that are very necessary. So we have what we call the healthy blood sugar pack, which is the healthy start pack, which is the 90 essential nutrients. And those two nutrients added to it, we call it the healthy blood sugar pack. Okay. And then we have, let's see here. For high blood pressure, we have the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Again, you take the 90 essential nutrients plus three of those Ultimate Daily Classic tablets at breakfast and dinner time. And within weeks, I take people who had high blood pressure so badly, they're on dialysis so badly for 25 years. Wow. They've been on dialysis for the last 10 years, 6 days a week. They haven't urinated in 10 years.
Okay? Wow.
And so we put them on this program, okay, with the healthy brain and heart pack, and throw in the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. And in 2 weeks' time, they're urinating, so they drop the dialysis down from 6 days a week down to 3 days a week. And in two more weeks, they're totally off of dialysis. After 25 years, perfectly normal. They don't need dialysis anymore.
That is amazing.
Their blood pressure is normal. Their heart rate is normal. Their kidneys are working normally. Their blood sugar is perfect. And it all goes away. So we've been doing this for over 30 years. We have an enormous amount of experience. And so this is why we travel around so much and get the information out there.
And definitely, that's why you're here today, Dr. Wallach, on I Inspire Health and Wellness, Love and Inspiration, live from out of St. Martin, Eastern Caribbean. And there are persons who are listening attentively to you, Dr. Wallach, as I'm receiving a response here, responses online, and I just received one from one of the listeners here stating, good afternoon, this is amazing, good knowledge, thanks for providing such amazing information. So that's to you, Dr. Wallach, here on Love and Inspiration, I Inspire Health and Wellness. And you know, I just want to actually go back to something what you said there, Dr. Wallach, because this is the question that I have, and you were speaking about diabetes, you were speaking about hypertension and the success that you've had, because there are persons out there, or actually the question I have for you, which came in sometime earlier this week, can diabetes, hypertension, and cancer be cured? And the reason why I'm asking you that is because there are some experts and people in general who say we cannot prevent, treat, and restore someone to health who has diabetes, hypertension, and cancer, but rather we can prevent, treat, or manage. So what are your thoughts on this school of thought, Dr. Wallach?
Okay, well, thank you for the question, Roy. I've been dealing with this, as I say, for 75 years, so very well experienced with it. And we can prevent and cure diabetes. We can prevent and cure blood pressure. We can prevent cancer, but curing cancer is problematic, okay? Because there's so many things involved. We can certainly manage it, but to claim a cure for cancer, unless you catch it very early, it's a small cancer the size of a pea, and they remove part of the organ or the entire organ, or something and take it out, and you're lucky it hadn't gone anywhere yet. Those are the kind of cures you get. But to take somebody who has pancreatic cancer, take somebody who has liver cancer, lung cancer, those kind of things, we cannot claim a cure for those. We can claim that we can help relieve a lot of symptoms. Okay, we can offer them more time, but we can't guarantee them a cure. But we can just about guarantee a cure for diabetes and high blood pressure because we can prevent and cure them. Okay, I don't care if you had diabetes for 40 years, in 2 to 6 weeks, you won't be a diabetic anymore. I don't care if you had high blood pressure for 40 years, you do our system, within 2 to 6 weeks, you won't have high blood pressure anymore. But you have to stay on these programs. Roy, how long do you need oxygen? Forever. How long do you need water? Forever. How long do you need the 90 essential nutrients, those basic needs of all humans? Forever. How long do you need the secret sauces for your special organ systems? Forever. And this is the piece that people have to pay attention to. You can't say, okay, I'm okay now. I'm going to go back to my old ways. You go back to your old ways, within 6 months to a year, you'll be back down in the hole again. Oh, it didn't work. Well, that's because you stopped. See, would you put dirt from Texas in your car instead of oil, because you'll save a lot of money? Come on, there's bound to be some oil in that dirt from Texas. Why wouldn't you just put dirt from Texas in your car, save a lot of money, and the car will suck out that oil from that dirt from Texas? Nobody would be that stupid.
Right.
So most people actually take better care of their car than they do take care of themselves. Because when you get rid of these problems by taking these secret sauces for all these diseases, we deal with over 600 different diseases, and most of them we can prevent and cure, okay? And we have 5,000 products. Some of them are in powder, some in liquid and tablets, because some people like the tablets, some people like the powder, some people like the liquid. And so you try to put it in a farm that they're more likely to stay with it. And so that's why we have multiple farms. We have 5,000 different products, and we deal with over 600 different diseases.
Wow.
And that's why we have 21 best-selling books that cover these diseases.
That's powerful, Dr. Wallach. And you know, you said a very important point there, that persons will take better care of their car than their health. And that's really sad for, you know, some individuals who do that, take that priority over a materialistic material than rather their own health. And I'm so happy you brought that point across, because it's so important to take charge of your health, and especially in the time that we're living in, because there's so many persons who are becoming sick. And there are so many ways, as you mentioned, that persons could continue to live a healthy life and even take preventative action. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking live with Dr. Joel Wallach, live from out of beautiful California. He's here on Love and Inspiration, I Inspire Health and Wellness, broadcasting live from out of St. Martin to the Eastern Caribbean. And he is a world-famous veterinarian, neuropathic physician and author. You've heard about the books that he's written. If you do want to search and know more about Dr. Wallach, you can go on to www.thewallachfiles.com. That's www.thewallachfiles.com, and I'll spell it as thewallachfiles.com. And of course, those of you who are also listening to Love and Inspiration, and you're thinking about how can I assess my health, you can go on to www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com health page, and there you'll be able to take our free health assessment, and you'll be able to do that. And once you've done that, the results come back to Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton of Victoria's Living Foundation on St. Martin, and she'll be able to talk you through those results, which you're going to hear a little bit more from Dr. Wallach about the 90 essential nutrients that are needed to keep you healthy. Dr. Wallach, I have this question for you, and okay, it is as follows, because it's so amazing what you're speaking about today on the show, and I'm getting responses also to Dr. Wallach. I just want to let you know that someone else just written in here and stated, good afternoon, very informative program, thankful for having Dr. Wallach on the show today, so just sharing that with you. And I just want to go to my question here, and that is really the main thing. What would you say really is the main thing that is making people so sick today? Because I know in the beginning of the show, I'd mentioned a few things, percentages, etc. But what would you say is the main thing that is making people sick today, Dr. Waller?
Okay, that's the perfect question, Roy. There's two things that make human beings sick. Number one, they eat bad foods. And part of the solution is to get rid of the bad foods. Okay, things that cause cancer, things that cause diabetes, things that cause arthritis. Got to get rid of all these bad foods. No fried foods. No air frying, no deep frying, no pan frying, no oils, no salad dressing, no cooking oils, absolutely no processed meats, no hot dogs, no salami, bologna, no ham, no bacon, no pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, because all the chemicals. And then absolutely no gluten, because it interferes with your absorption. Your intestines look like a shag rug with a finger like villi sticking up. But when you eat gluten, those villi go away, and suddenly within 6 months, your intestines look like a plastic tube. You've lost 98% of your absorptive surface. And people say, yeah, I took that medication, didn't work for me. Well, what do you eat for breakfast every morning? Oh, I have oatmeal for breakfast every morning. Been doing that since I was a kid. Okay, well, that's why they couldn't absorb the medication, and that's why they didn't get any value, because their intestines are dead. Okay, so you got to get rid of the bad foods. No gluten, no wheat, no barley, no rye, no oats, no buckwheat. And no peanuts. Peanuts are one of the biggest causes of cancer because they have a fungus in them, okay, called Aspergillus flavus, which produces a toxin called aflatoxin, okay, which causes liver cancer and lung cancer and so forth. And then also you need to get away from sugar and get away from carbonation. Even the carbonation in diet drinks result in the neutralization of our stomach acids, so you cannot absorb minerals or digest food. I have to tell you, there's a competing sports drink or energy drink out there called Red Bull, very famous. And one of the founders just about 4 or 5 days ago died at 78, and he bragged about drinking 10 cans of Red Bull every day for about 25 or 30 years. And he died at 78, hadn't released his cause of death yet. It only had one mineral in it. You need 60 minerals. You need 60 minerals. He only had one mineral in Red Bull. That's magnesium. Okay. We have 75 minerals in ours. And we looked at the place on Earth that had the longest lived people. That's Hunza in the Himalayan mountains. They're little villages. They don't have any big cities. I mean, you're surrounded by these volcanoes. We have all these mineral ashes come out of the volcanoes. Well, that's where we get our minerals. That's where we got our minerals there, because of the long life of those people. Okay. And so getting rid of the bad foods is a big portion of that. So you can absorb the nutrition and stay away from all the inflammation. Then you need those 90 essential nutrients, the 60 minerals, the 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And that's why we came up with the Healthy Start Pack. It's a free package. So you just take, you know, one serving of everything per day per 100 pounds of body weight. If you weigh 200 pounds, you'll need 2 Healthy Start Packs. And if finances are not a problem, we have what we call the Big Hammer. It's called the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. It has 215 nutrients in it. The core is still the 90. And then, of course, we have the secret sauces for diabetes and high blood pressure and for arthritis and for liver disease and for things like all of the stuff that goes on in your skin: eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, all these things, Alzheimer's disease. None of these are autoimmune. None of them are genetic. They're all nutritional deficiencies. A couple of them, rheumatoid arthritis, has a secondary infection on top of it. But basically, it's a nutritional deficiency disease and easily reversed. I don't care if you've had it for 40 years. We can take rheumatoid arthritis and get rid of that. And so it's the basic 90, okay, which all of our systems require. And then the secret sauces. And I just take all the secret sauces. I have to pay for it myself. The company doesn't give them to me for free, so I have to pay for it myself. And so I take all of these secret sauces to avoid 75 different diseases. And I'm 83 years old, going on 84. Most people think I'm in my 50s because I was only on prescription medication for 3 days when I fell on a construction site up in Canada and got punctured by rebar. And I needed IV antibiotics for 3 days. Now I'm 83 years old. And other than those 3 days when I was on the antibiotics, I've never been on a prescription drug. I'm still not on any prescription drugs. And I don't even take an aspirin, okay? And so that's because I've been taking these 90 essential nutrients plus the secret sauces every day for 75 years.
Wow. For 75 years, Dr. Wallach, and you're 83. I have an uncle who's 83 today. So, well, not that he made birthday today, but he's 83. So he shares the same age with you. And that's so encouraging for persons who are listening to the show right now, because Love and Inspiration is listened to by young people also too, from ages 16 all the way past the 70s. And today, with you being on the show, that's so very important, because you're encouraging persons right now as you're speaking about where you're at, your age, and you're still strong and active and doing what you're doing, and also talking about you yourself taking the 90 nutrients as you stated. But with that also being said, just coming back onto something very important too before I forget about this, Dr. Waller. One of the listeners is reacting on what you stated about what are the bad foods, get rid of those bad foods. And the response says, well, it sounds like there's hardly then nothing then to eat when you talk about no gluten, no wheat, etc.
If I may, Roy.
Yeah, sure.
I have steak and eggs for breakfast. Okay, I have three scrambled eggs and butter for breakfast and dinner time, because Alzheimer's disease is a deficiency of cholesterol. 25% of your brain weight is cholesterol. 25% of your spinal cord weight is cholesterol. And when you go on a cholesterol-restricted diet, you go on a cholesterol drug, kind of like, all these cholesterol-lowering drugs, you're going to get Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease did not exist until 1910, like one case a year or something like that. But by 1990, after statin drugs were invented, 1960, suddenly now everybody's getting Alzheimer's disease because of the statin drugs. They lose the white matter of the brain. They have all these various things going on, MS, multiple sclerosis, Guillain-Barré syndrome. These are all just simple nutritional deficiency diseases, including a deficiency of cholesterol. Let's see here. Also, cholesterol deficiency causes Parkinson's disease. And, they treat these things symptomatically, and they milk your insurance policy for, that's why I say only dead doctors don't lie, because 99% other than surgery, 99% of doctors' medications treat the symptoms, which make the patient happy because they're getting symptom relief. But the disease keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse, and finally it kills you because they've only been treating the symptoms. And so it's one of those things where if the individuals begin to read these books, join us on our free Zooms and seminars and radio and so forth. That's why we appreciate you so much, Roy, for getting this information out there. And we don't charge people to get on our Zooms. We don't charge people to get on the radio. We do this for free. You provide information to over 2 million people. I do the George Norrie show like once every month. That's 125 million people. I do his show, okay? And so we're getting all this out there for free. I don't charge them anything for this. They don't pay me anything, okay? This is all for free. We're getting it out there. And we're so proud that we're helping to save people from these horrible, horrible diseases that are totally unnecessary. And if they have them, in most cases, I think probably the only exception is cancer. I really am not real excited about saying we can cure it. All other diseases we can prevent, and all other diseases we can reverse.
I definitely follow you, Dr. Wallach. And, I want to say this to you because there are quite a bit of responses coming in here to me on this end. And one of the listeners definitely agrees that drugs don't cure disease. It just covers up the symptoms, and that's the problem. Because at the end of the day, you've got to get to the root of what's causing that specific disease. And like how you said earlier, it's so very important to have that understanding. And that's why you're here on the show today, to really enlighten the people of St. Martin and around the world as they listen to you. And there are quite a lot of responses coming in, Dr. Wallach, as persons who are listening attentively to you here on Love and Inspiration. And, I just want to go back onto something, because it's really interesting, Dr. Wallach, and I found myself doing this so very consciously when I go into the supermarket, and I would walk into the aisle where you have the cornflakes, you have the biscuits, the cookies, and I recognize there's so many things that when you look at the ingredients, it states wheat. And there's also a specific biscuit that I've seen that has a mixture of wheat and gluten. So how interesting is that? And so really interesting too that I said to Dr. Wallach, because when you have your children and you go shopping, we all know that children are going to be drawn to, I want that Fruit Loops, I want that Tiger, cornflakes, I want those cookies. But it's like it's set up in a way to actually I would say, destroy you then, Dr. Wallach. What are your thoughts there?
Okay. Well, this is very simple. You have to teach them to read labels and avoid gluten, okay, wheat, barley, and oats, and buckwheat, and peanuts. And so there's rice crackers. There's rice, which I have, you know, this morning for breakfast. I have rice every morning for breakfast, either wild rice or Asian rice. The Asians live 10 years longer than Europeans do because they live on rice and sweet potatoes as opposed to wheat, barley, rye, and oats, which the Europeans live on, okay? If you want to give up 10 years of your life and be miserable for the last 10 years of your life, keep eating the gluten and don't take your 90, okay? You have your choice. And so it's one of those things. I even eat gluten-free ice cream. You can get gluten-free ice cream. You don't want peanut butter ice cream, okay? You want vanilla ice cream or pistachio nut ice cream or chocolate ice cream, but it has to say gluten-free on it because they use gluten wheat for a thickener, if you know, and so you want the gluten-free ice cream, and I have that. You can drink, people who are adults, they can have wine, red wine, white wine. It's made from berries and grapes. Wheat is used to make beer. Barley, rye, and oats makes whiskey, okay? And so you have to be careful what you drink. When people say, oh my, why did I get liver cancer? Oh, I've been drinking beer, you know, every Wednesday and every Friday night for my whole life. Well, it wasn't the beer, okay, that gave you liver cancer. It was the peanuts you were eating, because peanuts grow a mold called aflatoxin, which creates, the mold is called aspergillus. It produces a toxin called aflatoxin, which causes liver cancer. And so the liver cancer is caused by the peanuts you're eating, not the beer or not the wine or whatever, okay? The beer can cause, a gluten problem, not absorption. You can wind up with diabetes and high blood pressure and all that kind of stuff by drinking beer made from wheat and barley, rye, and oats. And so you have to read labels, be very careful. And again, this is where people want to get a hold of the books. Get a hold of the book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Get a hold of the book, Epigenetics. Get a hold of the book, Black Gene Lies. Get a hold of the book, Rare Earths of Incurs. And it tells you in chapters 10, 11, how to collect your hair, how to send it to the laboratory. And in 2 weeks, they will send you two charts. One is for your nutritional minerals, or, you know, what level they're at. And the other one is on toxic minerals like lead and mercury and uranium. But don't forget, they will ask for a check. So don't forget to put the check in there. But don't run the test without it. If all of your nutrients are down below the bottom line, it means you're not absorbing. You're eating gluten and your intestines are dead. And you can absorb calories, but you cannot absorb nutrients. People say, yeah, I even took my doctor's painkiller and it didn't work for me. Well, that's because you're eating gluten and you cannot absorb the painkiller.
Wow. That's powerful, Dr. Wallach. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Wallach here on the line with me on I Inspire Health and Wellness. He's live on the show here from out of California. And if you want to read more about Dr. Wallach, you can go on to the wallachfiles.com. That's www.thewallachfiles.com. And you'll be able to read more about Dr. Wallach and the work that he's doing. And I want to ask you this question, Dr. Wallach. We're coming up soon to the end. I wish we could speak to each other for another 5 years, because you're sharing some amazing things here with us on Love and Inspiration. What causes someone to have heart palpitations? And how can that be resolved, Dr. Wallach?
Okay, heart palpitations can be called atrial fibrillation, where your heart beats irregularly, and it's not a heart issue. It's actually caused by osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the 10th cranial nerve, which causes your heart to beat irregularly. But doctors don't know this. They anesthetize you, cut your chest open, take your heart out, take a hot branding iron, touch it all over the heart, trying to find the place that's making your heart beat irregularly. It has the highest percentage of deaths from that treatment. It's called ablation. You do not want to submit to ablation because it will ablate you. It will kill you. Okay. But give us 90 days. I always say give us 90 days. And again, the book and the CD, It's All in Your Head, covers 37 different diseases, including atrial fibrillation, which is an irregular heart. And, you know, we're talking about all kinds of stuff that doctors blame, you know, on genetics, but it's really just very simple nutritional deficiencies. Another one is gastroparesis, extreme stomach pain. It's also caused by the skull squeezing the 10th cranial nerve. And it causes what's called, gastroparesis. And doctors want you to believe it's a ulcer thing. Oh, we'll take your stomach out and the pain will go away. Well, yeah, because they're cutting that nerve. When they go in there, they cut the nerve, take your stomach out, and you're gonna lose about 10, 15, 20 years of your life when they take your stomach out.
Wow. You know, Dr. Wallach, listening to you, and I'm sure everyone who's listening here on St. Martin and around the world, and when this is rebroadcast on the other radio stations, I know they're asking themselves, or they're saying to themselves, you know, I've been doing things in a way that just out of ignorance and never knew what the long-term effects would be on my health. And I'm sure that they're very grateful to have you on the show today and listening to what you're sharing, because it's so eye-opening and it's really important to really take good care of your health. And with that being said, I'd like to ask you this. Based upon your life's experience, Dr. Wallach, and you shared how many autopsies you've done, the books you've written, and what you're doing through the worldwide network that you have of certified holistic health coaches, based on your life's experience, what is it going to take for us as societies and the world in general to improve our health as a species, Dr. Waller?
Okay, well, first of all, we have to take on responsibility ourselves, which is, I can't thank you enough, Roy, for having your show, for helping people take responsibility for themselves. And don't take everything doctors say as perfectly 100% correct. I mean, that's why my book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, was a bestseller. That's why my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure, because they showed very clearly there are no genetically transmitted diseases. There are no autoimmune diseases. Your body's not attacking itself. Those are all nutritional deficiency diseases. And doctors do not get trained on nutrition. They just say, eat well, you'll get everything you need. Now, I have to say, my book, Hell's Kitchen, goes into that story, because before 1812, we were using wood and coal for fuel, and everybody used wood ashes as fertilizer in their gardens because of 98% minerals and 2% carbon. Grandma used to take the wood ashes out of the stove and put them in our food because we got minerals that way. Well, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street in New York City, in the bluff overlooking the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge, where Thomas Edison pulled the switch and started electricity, within 18 years, by 1900, just about everybody in the world was using electricity. No more wood ashes, no more minerals. Nutritional minerals, Roy, do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like gold and silver. So the only way you're going to guarantee you're going to get those 90, get that basic program, okay, the 90 essential nutrients that all of our systems need, is by taking them in a supplement form. And that's why we have the Healthy Start Pack, we have the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and we have all of the secret sauces.
Powerful. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, as you're hearing from Dr. Wallach talking about these 90 essential nutrients, as I've mentioned earlier, you have the opportunity, wherever you are, to go on to www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com, go on to their health page, and there you'll be able to take the free online health assessment, which will ask you some very detailed questions that will bring you to the point of results that will come in on the other end. And here on St. Martin, Dr. Erna Mae Francis Cotton would be able to have a consultation with you to really go through the results and look at where you may be missing those minerals and nutrients. And Dr. Wallach, I want to ask you this, because we're talking about these nutrients, as you've mentioned, are very important, and minerals. If you had to choose two things that would extend a person's life and give them longevity, what would that be? Actually, if you had to choose two things that would extend a person's life and give them longevity, what would that be?
Okay, I would give them the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. If finances won't allow that for them, I'd give them the Healthy Start Pack, which is a basic 90. That's number one. And then number two, I would have them drink our sports drink called Rebound, which has 100 nutrients in it. It has 75 minerals. Has 75 minerals in it, including the 60 essential ones, right? It also has 25 vitamins, amino acids. Just remember, Red Bull only has one mineral, magnesium. Ours has 75 minerals. Is there a difference between 75 and one? Okay, it's very elementary. So the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, if finances are an issue, don't go any lower than the Healthy Start Pack. That'll give you the 90. And then to drink, in addition to water, go for the Rebound or a sports drink, okay, with 100 nutrients in it. It's giving you another source of 100 nutrients, 75 minerals, 25 vitamins, amino acids.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. And as we come to the end, I spoke about longevity and I spoke about certified health coaches. And you started something amazing quite a few years back. And today, very successful, that around the world, you have certified health coaches, which includes also Dr. Nicole Erna Mae Francis Cotton on St. Martin, who's my wife, and many others, and also including Sabina Asadova, who's been on a I Inspire Health and Wellness before. So if someone listening right now would love to be part of this and to really help prisons around the world to be healthy, etc., what can you say to them, Dr. Wallach, and in terms of also connecting with you? Because I believe on Fridays, there's an opportunity for persons to connect with you live to ask questions. So go ahead, Dr. Wallach.
Okay. Well, the certified health coach is a good place to go. Every village, every town should have a couple of these certified health coaches. And Rebecca, she's one of the original founders of this certified health coach program we have. And these health coaches, when it comes to nutrition, nutritional deficiencies and how to reverse them, they know much more about that than most medical doctors, okay? And so if I had some illness, I'd go to one of my certified health coaches before I'd go to a medical doctor. And so they know what questions to ask. They know how to solve health problems with the nutritional programs as opposed to just giving pain relief with prescription drugs. And so, yeah, the certified health coach program is really, really a good thing. We're very, very honored and proud to have that. And so we just take our hats off to and congratulate all of our certified health coaches. They're around the world, okay? And I think they graduate them like once every 4 months or so, we graduate them. So we graduate two classes every year at least. And so this is like crazy. And so we're doing everything we can to get the information out. And just again, don't forget the book, Rare Earths Forbidden Cures. Get those hair analysis so you really know what you're dealing with when it comes to mineral deficiencies. And again, don't forget the book Epigenetics, The Death of Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. And then again, Black Gene Lies, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Hell's Kitchen. All these things give you information so that people understand why our programs work, why you need to avoid the bad foods. And so it's just like, again, you don't put dirt from Texas in your car to save a little bit of money as opposed to putting oil in your car. Same principle.
Yeah, I follow you definitely, Dr. Wallach. And as you're stating that, someone actually, one of the listeners, based on what you shared earlier, stated, I had part of my intestines removed a few years ago due to cancer of my bowel. And they're so thankful that you shared what you shared. So they sent in, thank you, doctor. So I just wanted to let you know Dr. Wallach.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And finally, before you go, Dr. Wallach, as I mentioned, you are available, I believe, on Fridays when persons from around the world can actually connect where you answer their questions.
Yes. That's correct, Roy.
Can you mention what's...
I'm on Zoom with Rebecca Kozak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rebecca Deuce Kozak. And it's a Zoom. And I'm on for 2 hours. It's 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock Pacific time on Fridays. Ask Doc Live, okay, is the name of the program. Okay, AskDocLive.com. Ask, AskDocLive.com for more information. Okay?
Fantastic. So that's AskDocLive.com, correct, Dr. Wallach?
That's correct.
Fantastic. And that's on Fridays, yeah?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Friday mornings, Pacific time, 8 a.m. to 10.
Okay, a specific time, so Eastern Standard Time will be 3 hours ahead, so that will be at 11 Eastern Standard Time for those who are listening on this side of the world. But we thank you definitely for giving that time. And, you know, Dr. Wallach, there's so many responses coming in for the fact of you being here on the show today. I'm so grateful to you for being here. You share a wealth of information. It's an amazing, amazing work that you're doing around the world and with the group of certified health coaches, including my lovely wife, Dr. Nicole Ernemae Francis Cotton of Victoria Slim Foundation on St. Martin. And we have Sabina Asadova and many. Dr. Wallach, we really want to wish you so many blessings. Any final words to the listeners here on St. Martin and around the world as we close off this powerful conversation with you, Dr. Wallach?
Well, we thank you and your lovely wife for your participation in all the things that you do for humanity. And of course, even on days when we're not on, the replays are available. And of course, they're free. People don't have to pay for them. Okay, they're free. The Zooms are free. The radio's free. And it's one of those things you can listen to them over and over and over and get somebody, you need to listen to this and sit there with them and so forth. And so we're so proud to do that. And again, we cannot thank you enough for allowing us to share with your followers. And, you know, we'll be available to you as often as you want.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Dr. Wallach. And really, thank you for taking time out on this day where you are in beautiful California to speak to St. Martin and around the world here on I Inspire Health and Wellness. And you've inspired me, Dr. Wallach. I know I've got quite a few years to reach where you're at, but definitely, you know, I'm working hard at it.
Well, I think, you know, you have the right attitude, which is part of it, because you have to have the right attitude to say, well, I need to go without these fried foods. I need to go without, if I want ice cream, I'm going to get the gluten-free ice cream. I need to stop eating oatmeal for breakfast every morning. I'm going to have rice and I have a fillet of salmon for breakfast. I have steak and eggs for breakfast, but I have my three eggs twice a day, soft scrambled in butter, because I want that cholesterol so I don't get Alzheimer's disease, so I don't get MS, so I don't get Guillain-Barré syndrome, so I don't get demyelinization of the white matter of my brain. I don't get Parkinson's disease. All those are caused by a cholesterol deficiency.
Powerful. Dr. Wallach, thank you so much for being on the show today. God bless you and the work that you're doing around the world with your team. God bless Rebecca. And we really want to thank you so much for being on the show. And we look forward to having you on St. Martin here, this beautiful island. I know you've not been on St. Martin before, but we definitely look forward to having you. And who knows?
I'll have Rebecca work on that and see if we can't get out there and put on some live events.
Absolutely. That'll be amazing with that being said. So thank you for being on the show today. And ladies and gentlemen, it's been amazing having Dr. Joel Wallach here on Love and Inspiration, I Inspire Health and Wellness. And if you do want to visit his website and get more information about him, you can go on to www.thewallachfiles.com. That is spelled as thewallachfiles.com. You've also heard on Fridays at 8 a.m. Pacific time or at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can go on to www.askdrlive. I said it correct, Dr. Wallach. Please correct me so that I give the correct information. That's Ask Doctor.
It says Doc.
Or Ask Doc Live. Yeah, that's correct. So you can log on to that and you'll be able to ask Dr. Wallach the questions that you have for him. And Dr. Wallach, before you go, my lovely wife sends blessings to you, Dr. Nicole Ername Francis Cotton.
Okay, I've been looking at her lovely picture here for the whole time. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you on here. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Wallach, that was here on Love and Inspiration, I Inspire Health. And really, it's amazing having such a wonderful gentleman on the show, inspiring you out there to take charge of your health. And remind you once again, it's askdoclive.com. And that's askdoclive on Friday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard. And if you're on the, you know, under the Pacific time zone, that would be at 8 a.m. on Friday. God bless you, Dr. Wallach.